we are joined now by the, I've said this before, I'm unhappy to say it again, former manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons, is with us.
Man, Gibby, everybody loves you now. Like, you should.
What do you mean now?
You should have done this earlier, man.
We always loved him.
Hey, Bob, you have been good to me, no doubt. But hey, you know what? Sometimes it's better to be go early than go too late.
That's true. Yes, it's like leaving a party. You don't want people trying to get you out the door.
That's right. Then you got to clean up. You know.
Oh God. So, look, this is you and me. You know, you didn't want to step away from this job, did you?
You know what, Bob? You know really what it came down to, Bob. You know, we've been talking for a while. It's, you know, I mean, it's time for them to get their own new guy in there, and it's time for me to go a different direction. You know, I think that's fair to say. You know, I loved it there. There's no doubt about it. But I was there a long time too. So, you know, I got a lot of great memories and you know, but like I said, I want to continue, you know, I want to stay in baseball. But it was just time. It was time on both sides, no doubt.
Okay. You want to stay in baseball. I mean, I assume there will be managerial opportunities during the off season. Will you apply for those? Would you rather step back? And you know, be a bench coach or you know, whatever. Well, have you thought it? I mean, you've had time now to think about what you want to do. Well, what have you come up with?
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, I'd like to at least get a couple interviews. See if I can work my way into those. And you know what happens in baseball is probably like everything. You know, if you disappear too long,
yeah.
You know, it's tough to get back in. That's just the way it works. And you know, like I said, I'm not ready to retire yet. But I mean, these jobs, there's only 30 of these jobs, and you got to line up just right with somebody. I've kind of have the reputation of being old school, and you know, I do take that as a compliment. But
thank you. Me too.
I'm also flexible. I'm not stubborn, too stubborn where I don't get, you know, where the game goes, and I use some of the analytic stuff. I just don't get carried away with it, you know. So. I think that's been a little unfair, but I definitely do think my own way. There's no doubt.
John, you did say at one point during the season you were asked about a rebuild, and you said, you know, I'm not sure I'm up for that, or I'm not. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but something to that effect.
And then sort of change your mind.
And then listening to you at the, you know, the farewell presser, it sounded like, you know, yeah, no, I could do that. What were you feeling when you said, you know, maybe that's not for me?
Well, I mean, when I said that at final press conference, geez, that you know, I think I would be a perfect guy for rebuild. There's no doubt because you know I've been around a lot of young players and some that have had some success, some haven't, but you know, a lot has. I think I'm smart enough to you look at every team you manage, and they're all different. You know, if it's an old, more veteran team, you know, you treat them differently. Let them do some things differently. Younger team, naturally, you have to keep your thumb on them a little bit more. That's just common sense. But, yeah, I think really what happened there, you know, I mean, I came home, I think we got off a road trip, and the talk was that might be my final homestand. And that bothered me a little bit. That kind of took me off guard. And I made that comment. There's a lot of truth in that. You know, I don't know necessarily – know if I had the energy to do all that, but you know, but a lot of that was some cover for me too. Say, wait a minute, you know, hey, let's not get carried away here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But that's basically all that was. But like I said earlier, when I first came on, you know, it's time for both sides.
I got a sense, John, that the last, you know, when all the young players started, yeah, you know, we had young players for a good chunk of the year, but especially at the end, when that clubhouse was full of young players, it kind of, the energy went up, you know, and the positivity went up. I'm wondering if that, you know, if you felt that as well, that, you know, there were times in the middle of the season when it must have looked like a really long year because you kind of knew at a certain point that stuff's not working out for us. Guys are getting hurt and you've got issues off the field and this is not panning out the way we thought it might in April. But by the time you get to August and September, you got all these kids and, you know, they come in wide-eyed, and they're happy to be there, and they're playing really hard. Did that give you a charge of energy at the end of the season?
Yeah, Stephen, no doubt. But, I mean, that's naturally what happens when you bring a few of them. You know, sometimes you bring one or two up, you know, it doesn't have much of an effect. But you bring a bunch of them, yeah. I mean, these guys are on the way up. They think they're all going to make it. Here's their opportunity. And naturally livens some things up. And that's just what happened, you know, and all of them, you know, showed us something, you know, some more than others. But they all had some bright spots. So I can remember back before I came back here to Toronto, but when I was down in Double-A Manage in 2012, same type thing. You know, you had all this is Double-A baseball. You had all these kids on the upswing. They all think they're going to make it. And they just bring that natural enthusiasm. Nobody's pissing and moaning, you know, because nobody feels they're getting a raw deal. And that's kind of naturally what happens.
You played the kids a lot. I can't think of anybody better to give us a sense of what they thought about the young kids that you brought up. Now, this is not the core that we've been talking about. This is not Bichette. This is not Vladdy Jr. This is not. These aren't the guys that, you know, that the fans have been told to wait for. But who impressed you the most? So one or two, three guys that you thought wound up being might be better ball players than you might have anticipated?
Well, you know, Bob, you know what? Really, there's a handful of them. You know, I think the guy that. I can't say necessarily surprised me because I thought he was I'm talking about Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him a couple springs ago, and there was just something I liked about him. You know, it's only spring training, I get that. But, you know, there was just something different about him, the way he, in the batter's box, you know, he was a hitter first, and he's a big guy. And, you know, then a couple, you know, so-so years, you know, in AAA, you know, that kind of shocked me. But, you know, I know he was dealing with a lot of personal things, and I think that had an effect on that.
Right.
And then, shoot, in the month of September, I mean, he couldn't have done any better. You know, he was all phases of the game. So, you know, it's going to get tougher, you know, than that 1 month. But he showed enough signs of, you know, pretty damn good player. And, you know, Barucki's another guy that, you know, for first time to the big leagues, I think he showed me that he was a pitcher. I think that's very important. You know, guys that are throwers, you know, they take their lumps in that league, you know, and until they figure it out. So I think that's why Barucki's ahead of the game there. Pannone showed me, you know, for not knowing him at all, basically, you know, showed some good things. And even both the catchers.
I was just going to ask you. Because as a former catcher, I'm thinking that's the easiest for you to assess. So
yeah, and I think, Bob, I think that's the toughest position to, you know, for young guys. You know, I mean, there's so much to it. It's just not the offense and defense. It's game calling and working the pitching staff and gaining the confidence of the pitching staff and all that. And I think they both did that, you know. I thought they both had a nice presence behind the plate for a couple of young kids, you know, in the first go-round. They both did some with the bat, too, and you know, the game's always looking for two-way guys. You know, the number one thing ought to be behind the plate ought to be what you do defensively, I think. But when you can add some offense, you know, now you got your everyday players possibly. So who knows? But, yeah, a lot of good things happened there in the end. And, you know, September, you don't always get carried away with that. But I saw enough good things that the future looks bright.
John, where did the idea come from to give Russ the managerial reins in the last game?
Yeah, what'd you have, a golf game on Sunday?
No, this goes way back, you know. I mean, I started thinking about it. You know, we had that stretch where we were short on players or something, and, you know, he played, he caught one day, then he played shortstop, then he played third, then he played left field. And I can remember how that happened, too. He caught a game in Philly, I think it was, and, you know, we ended up holding on to the game, but you know, there's some balls rolling through the middle of the infield. You know, we weren't showing very good range on that. So we walked off the field, and I said, hey, how are your legs? And he said, they're great. And I said, good, you're a shortstop tomorrow. And his eyes lit up. Because, you know, we'd talked, you know, the last couple of years how we always wanted to be a short, play at least a game shortstop in the big leagues. I said, well, hell, let's go for it. I mean, he can show as much range as some of the other guys we were throwing there at the time. So let's try it, have a little fun with it. And so I've been thinking about that. And then it was a few weeks ago. It wasn't just a spur-of-the-moment thing. I said, hey, you know, the way things are looking right now, how am I going to let you manage the last game of the season, have a little fun with it? Because I got, you know, Joe Torre, I talked to Joe one time. He said he used to let his guys do that. So I called Joe, you know, a couple weeks before that. And you know, cleared it with him. He said, yeah, that's great. I used to do it, have fun with it, just make sure, you know, Kevin Cash knows and the umpires know. So that's where that came about.
Russ is, you know, he's an astounding athlete, isn't he, John? Like, do you think of how many games that guy's caught and they still have the legs that he does, you know, the ability to play those positions, to be as athletic as he is. You know, that's the wear and tear of going into that crouch for that many games and then still being able to do it. I'm not sure I've seen anybody like him.
No, I agree with it. You know, and he was originally an infielder, and I think that really helped him behind the plate, you know, the quickness and all that, the footwork. And like you said, yeah, it's pretty amazing because, I mean, it takes its toll over time, and he's been at it a while. And, you know, not only your legs start hurting, your hands are hurting, you're trying to hit and this and that. And it's definitely a young man's position, but he's held up better than most, you know, in the history of the game as far as longevity.
With John Gibbons, the former manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, 2 days after his last game. You're chuckling. I'm having a hard time with this. So I get you're going to miss the players, and we've spent a lot of time talking about them, but essentially this staff, the coaching staff that you've put together, has been together almost this entire run of the last half dozen years or so. What was it like on Sunday to say goodbye to them, at least as their leader?
Well, that was tough. You know, I talked to each one of them briefly over the last couple of weeks, you know, and so everybody knew it was coming. But, you know, I can remember, you know, when I got Brock back here in 13, you know, Alex told me, well, these are the guys on the staff. And I always thought, you know, I knew Pete Walker. Pete played for me in the Met system. And then, of course, you know, here in Toronto. And, you know, he was the one I was most familiar with. And, but, you know, guys like Louie Rivera, I'd known about Louie. I'd met him, but I didn't know him. And some other guys, and he said, you know what, hey, the word I'm getting is these guys are really good coaches. You know, they fit in well. So he said, well, let's keep as many as you can. You know, I don't, you know, you hate to, you know, when Farrell left, you hate for somebody to lose their job.
Right.
Just because of the changes made when they're good, you know. So that's kind of how we built that staff. And same thing now, you know, I hope they get some, you know, strong considerations to hang around because I know how good they are. You know, they're very loyal. And, I mean, that's big in the coaching business. Doesn't always happen. But bottom line is they're good, you know. And when the manager leaves, you hate to see somebody lose their job. So hopefully – but if they should, you know what, there's some smart teams out there that I would think should hire them anyway.
Did you – I mean, when you in dealing with your coaching staff, we never really talk much about this. Obviously, the relationship between the manager and the coaches is an interesting one, an intriguing one. But would you say with you, it was more of a partnership than a boss and employee kind of scenario?
Well, Bob, you know, I got along with them all. You know, I think, you know, the way I approach things is, you know, they all have a job to do, right? And I mean, if somebody didn't think enough of them, they wouldn't have been hired in the first place. They all have their specialties and they're good at it. And you know what? When Louie Rivera, Louie's an infield guy. You know, I know a little bit about infield, but I wasn't an infield guy.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let him do his job, and I'm not gonna micromanage it and always look over his shoulder. Now, if there's something that I think needs to be changed or something, you know, we'll talk about it and we'll try to do it. But you know, I can't, and I'm not smart enough to oversee everything like that. And I think you get into trouble. And I think they like that and they respect that. You know, instead of when you try to micromanage, you know, it's just, you know, that's not my style, but I've been around places where they do that. And that never ends up well.
Yeah.
What's it, John? So I assume you're home now, right? And I'm assuming, what's it feel like right now? I know you usually get a little break at the end of the season whenever the season ends, but there's, you know, organizational meetings and then, and it's, you start looking forward towards the winter meetings and there's discussions about, you know, instructional league or Arizona Fall League, where these guys, you know, and I know managers are not in those all the time, but what's it like to kind of be at loose ends right now?
You know, Steven, you know, actually it's, you know, it's kind of a relief a little bit, you know, from, you know, the way everything, you know, I knew it was coming and I knew the end was here. So it's been kind of a relief. It's all, you know, it's always nice to get back home. You know, we sold our house a few months ago, so I'm in an apartment here for another month, and so it's not actually home. But, you know, so, you know, after the long season, you know, it's 7-8 months, and it is a grind. It's, you know, it's tough to bitch about it, but it's a great profession, but it is a grind. So everybody kind of decompresses, but it has been kind of a relief. So, you know, I'll just kind of see what you know, what's next? The nice part about these jobs is when you know, you're not around and they you got another year on your contract, that always softens.
Yeah.
There is, you know, that.
I can't lie to you.
Yeah, nicely done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that always helps.
Who's the player gave you the biggest hug on final day?
Yeah, you know what? Bob, a bunch of them did. You know what? It was kind of cool though when we sat down that final day in Toronto. There had the little press conference, and Kevin Pillar came on down. Yep. You know, and he sat in on that. You know, and Kevin and I, you know, we didn't get off to a great start here, but you know what? We became pretty tight, and you know, the fact that he would even bother to come down and show me something, and then you know, heck, my daughter was. Played a concert one time in Toronto, and he and his wife came out and watched it. So it's kind of, you know, I'm pretty tight with him. You know, we still butt heads. I think that's nothing wrong with that. That's kind of the way pro sports is. But a lot of respect there on both sides, and you know, I won't forget things like that.
Well, I'll tell you that the last game in Toronto, there was a lot of love in that stadium, and that doesn't happen. Well, it doesn't happen often that a manager, the fans know that a manager isn't going to be back. You know, more often than not, it happens during the off season, and there's no opportunity to say thank you. But those people repeatedly said thank you, and you know, there's another manager that was in Toronto that won a couple of World Series, who people revere more perhaps for his achievements than his personality. But that's just my opinion. But but you are beloved in this marketplace, and people are both sad and puzzled at this decision. But I can tell you, everybody wishes you well, and everybody hopes that you come back to Toronto, albeit in another uniform, and I guarantee you there'll be another standing ovation waiting for you when you get here.
Hey, Bob, I really appreciate that. You know, I didn't expect anything like that, if you want to know the truth. You know, and you know what? I'm kind of a low-key guy. I don't like to necessarily like fanfare, but I enjoyed that day. It was one of the days we knew we were going to be using our bullpen a lot, so I thought, damn, you know, for that, the first couple of times, I said, if I have to go out there too many times, you know, it's like I'm abusing this, you know? And then, I'll never forget that, you know, and I got some nice videos of it, so. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I saw you walking off the field with the game ball. Is that right?
Yes. Kenny Giles gave that to me at the end. You know, this closers all keep all their save balls, and he handed it to me. I said, no, you keep that. You know, and he said, no, I don't want you to have it. So, that was pretty neat. You know, Kenny hadn't been here long.
You know,
he did a hell of a job for us, but, you know, that was that's pretty neat. That makes you feel pretty good.
How many baseballs in your collection? Do you have any idea? Like, I assume you keep all these balls.
That's a good question. You know, actually, you know, I put that ball that he gave me on my desk in Toronto, and I'm not sure I even brought it with me.
Oh, no.
You just killed a great story there, by the way, just like to tell you. But, yeah.
the next guy can have it. Maybe it'll be a good overview.
Well, listen, you know we love you, and you've always been very generous with your time with us and very kind. And, you know, when I threw that... When I got the chance to throw the first pitch, it was an absolute shock and thrill that you came out to catch that, because I know you don't do that very often, if at all. And right. I want to say thank you for that and for everything over the two runs. And I'm going to do everything I can to see if I can get your job back for you.
Hey, I've said before, third time's not a charm. You know? Bob, you've always been good to me. You know, and Steven, you too. You know, the thing about your jobs, I mean, you got to call it like it is. You know, if it's not good, it's not good. You can't sugarcoat anything. But, you know, but you guys have been fair, you know. And Bob, I can remember hanging out in spring training and watching some of those minor league games standing behind the fence there.
Yeah.
You know, with you talking. But yeah. And I really enjoyed that. And, you know, you guys are good baseball guys, you know, and, you know, sports needs that, but, you'll have fun. You know, I'm sure it'll be a great hire, whoever that next guy is, and, you know, coming in at an opportune time for a lot of people with a bunch of young kids coming along. And, you know, if everything takes hold, you know, might be something, might be a nice thing to be a part of, whoever that is.
Well, we hope we're going to be able to stay in touch regardless of what happens, but we'll have our fingers crossed and hope another job comes your way over the off season, and you're back in spring training next February.
If not, I'm good either way.
Well,
but I appreciate that.
Thanks, pal.
See you, John.
All the best
to you.
All right,
boys. Always a pleasure.